Matesab sample, test 2, part A, page 78.
أيها التلاميذ الكرام، يبدأ امتحان اللغة الإنجليزية بمهمتين في موضوع فهم المسموع. سوف تستمعون في كل مهمة إلى قطعة أولاً، ثم يتطلب منكم الإجابة عن أسئلة.
Task 1.
مهمة رقم 1. استمعوا إلى الإعلان الصوتي. قبل الاستماع، انظروا وتمعنوا الأسئلة. الآن استمعوا إلى الإعلان. سوف تسمعونه مرتين.
Hello, this is the Cohen family. We're not at home at the moment. Please leave your message after the beep. We'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Hi, Rena and Dan. How are you? It's me, Tal. I've been trying to call you for 2 weeks now, with no luck. So I guess I'll have to leave you a message. You're probably on vacation, right? The thing is, I'm coming to Israel for 3 weeks on October 30th, and I really want to meet you all. It's been such a long time since we last saw each other. Your visit with us in Canada was so short. This time, I hope we'll spend more time together. I hope you will find the time to take me to see some of the beautiful sights recommended in the tourist's guide. I have always wanted to see the old city of Jerusalem. Anyway, I leave Canada at about 12 o'clock on Sunday, and I land at Ben Gurion Airport on October 30th at 7 o'clock in the morning. Will you be able to come and get me? I don't remember your address or the way to your house. I'll probably be very tired after the long flight, so I'll appreciate it if you also have a room ready for me to get some rest. I remember that you have a beautiful guest room. So see you nice and early on October 30th at 7 o'clock. Bye!
أجيب عن الأسئلة باللغة الإنجليزية حسب الإعلان الذي سمعتموه. استمعوا إلى تعليمات رئيس الطهاة مرة ثانية. انتهزوا هذه الفرصة لفحص إجاباتكم. والآن افحصوا إجاباتكم.
Hello, this is the Cohen family. We're not at home at the moment. Please leave your message after the beep. We'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Hi, Rena and Dan. How are you? It's me, Tal. I've been trying to call you for 2 weeks now, with no luck. So I guess I'll have to leave you a message. You're probably on vacation, right? The thing is, I'm coming to Israel for 3 weeks on October 30th, and I really want to meet you all. It's been such a long time since we last saw each other. Your visit with us in Canada was so short. This time, I hope we'll spend more time together. I hope you will find the time to take me to see some of the beautiful sights recommended in the tourist's guide. I have always wanted to see the old city of Jerusalem. Anyway, I leave Canada at about 12 o'clock on Sunday, and I land at Ben Gurion Airport on October 30th at 7 o'clock in the morning. Will you be able to come and get me? I don't remember your address or the way to your house. I'll probably be very tired after the long flight, so I'll appreciate it if you also have a room ready for me to get some rest. I remember that you have a beautiful guest room. So see you nice and early on October 30th at 7 o'clock. Bye!
Task 2
الآن انتقلوا إلى المهمة الثانية. استمعوا إلى المقابلة في برنامج الراديو. سوف تسمع المقابلة مرتين.
Two goldfish, Shaggy and Daphne, are the smallest survivors of an earthquake that hit Christchurch, New Zealand on February the 22nd, 2011. At 6.4 on the Richter scale, it was one of the strongest ever to hit New Zealand, and it killed 181 people. There was a lot of damage to buildings and people's property. The goldfish, Shaggy and Daphne, lived in a large 100-litre aquarium in the lobby of a big company in Christchurch. The manager of the company, Vicky, said she was about to get into the elevator near the aquarium when the earthquake hit. She grabbed onto a wooden frame that went around the aquarium in order to steady herself and to stop the aquarium from falling. Some of the water spilled on her. After the earthquake, the manager and her workers made it out of the building as bricks started to fall around them. I was worried about the fish, of course, but my main worries were about my 5-year-old son. Fortunately, he turned out to be unharmed, Vicky said. Only 4 months later, on July 6, the authorities finally allowed people to go back into the company offices to collect their belongings. I didn't want to look in the direction of the aquarium, Vicky said. I was sure the fish would long be dead. Suddenly, one of Vicky's workers shouted, "They're alive! Our fish are alive!" It was amazing. The two fish were swimming lazily in the water. They had been there for 134 days, over 4 months. They had been trapped in their aquarium with neither food nor electricity to power their filter. How did they survive? It seems that the fish ate the aquarium weeds that grew on the aquarium rocks and walls. Naturally growing bacteria probably helped keep the water clean enough. Vicky immediately took the two survivors home to her son. He named them Shaggy and Daphne after the characters from the animated TV show Scooby-Doo that he likes. They are now swimming happily in their new aquarium.
أجيب عن أسئلة المهمة الثانية باللغة الإنجليزية حسب المقابلة التي استمعتم إليها. استمعوا إلى المقابلة مرة ثانية. انتهزوا هذه الفرصة لفحص إجاباتكم. والآن افحصوا إجاباتكم.
Two goldfish, Shaggy and Daphne, are the smallest survivors of an earthquake that hit Christchurch, New Zealand on February the 22nd, 2011. At 6.4 on the Richter scale, it was one of the strongest ever to hit New Zealand, and it killed 181 people. There was a lot of damage to buildings and people's property. The goldfish, Shaggy and Daphne, lived in a large 100-litre aquarium in the lobby of a big company in Christchurch. The manager of the company, Vicky, said she was about to get into the elevator near the aquarium when the earthquake hit. She grabbed onto a wooden frame that went around the aquarium in order to steady herself and to stop the aquarium from falling. Some of the water spilled on her. After the earthquake, the manager and her workers made it out of the building as bricks started to fall around them. I was worried about the fish, of course, but my main worries were about my 5-year-old son. Fortunately, he turned out to be unharmed, Vicky said. Only 4 months later, on July 6, the authorities finally allowed people to go back into the company offices to collect their belongings. I didn't want to look in the direction of the aquarium, Vicky said. I was sure the fish would long be dead. Suddenly, one of Vicky's workers shouted, "They're alive! Our fish are alive!" It was amazing. The two fish were swimming lazily in the water. They had been there for 134 days, over 4 months. They had been trapped in their aquarium with neither food nor electricity to power their filter. How did they survive?
It seems that the fish ate the aquarium weeds that grew on the aquarium rocks and walls. Naturally growing bacteria probably helped keep the water clean enough. Vicky immediately took the two survivors home to her son. He named them Shaggy and Daphne, after the characters from the animated TV show Scooby-Doo that he likes. They are now swimming happily in their new aquarium.
لقد أنهينا المهام عن فهم المسموع. نتمنى لكم النجاح في باقي الامتحان.